Hello, welcome to Archie's Archives on WXPI FM 88.5. I am Archie, and this program introduces listeners to classical music. As I have said before, there is a lot of different kinds of classical music, and since I am only a volunteer, and like all WXPI show hosts, I do this because I like classical music, and they like whatever music they play, you're going to hear mostly the sort of music that I like. Unless I specifically try to play something that I don't like, or I happen to play something that I didn't listen to first, so I haven't got an opinion about it one way or the other. You probably know by now that I write music as well in a small way. I've already played a couple of pieces I wrote. The piece that I wrote first is a choral prelude, which means that it took as its springboard another piece, in this case a hymn tune by Johann Kruger. I'll play that for you some other time. All these pieces I wrote are very short, less than 5 minutes long, most of them. It's when you begin to write extended pieces, long works. Full-scale musical pieces like symphonies are called works if they can be published all by themselves. When you begin writing long works, you run up against the problem, how to write such a thing. That's a discussion we should get into sometime and look at various solutions composers have adopted. One of the earliest solutions was to write a multi-movement work. These sort of multi-movement works usually have a nice upbeat ending, which is usually called the finale. I happened to look up the pronunciation of this word, and the British pronunciation is finale, and the American pronunciation is finale. It is an Italian word, so it probably ought to be pronounced finale, like macchiato or prosciutto. Anyway, these last movements are a lot of fun to listen to, so that's going to be the featured sort of movement I play for you today. And as always, it's going to be my favorite finales, so don't be sore. If you would like to hear your favorite finales, you have two options at least. First option is, write to me, archiewxpi@gmail.com, or go to the Archie's Archives blog at archieswxpiarchives.blogspot.com and click on the little link there, which brings you to my email address, and write to me and tell me what you would like to hear. If I think it fits in with one of our themes for the next few weeks, I'll put it in. If it's really an interesting piece that you would like to hear, I'll put it in anyway if I can find it. The second option is you can always sign up as a show host for WXPI. Just contact Kurt Muschino, M-U-S-H-E-N-O, at WXPI Williamsport Community Radio, 1307 Park Avenue, Box 1, Williamsport, PA 17701. You could call your show Pieces Archie Refuses to Play, something like that. The theme music is being played today by Hélène Grimaud, who is a lovely lady, and I must put up a picture of her on our website. Our website could do with a few nice pictures on there, I have to admit. I must not be sexist, and I must explain that the reason we are having Mademoiselle Grimaud playing this piece is because she is arguably one of the people who play this piece the best. The other being Mr. Alexis Weissenberg, whose performance I put in our podcast for last week. I took out Mr. Mstislav Horzowski's performance and I put in the Weissenberg performance because I think Mr. Weissenberg does a better job. So obviously the pieces on the podcast are a little bit different from the pieces I put on the radio broadcast, and I thought I should tell you that. Okay, on with our show. Okay, the first piece that we are going to play is the finale from Brandenburg number 6 in B flat major. And before we go into that one, I want to tell you a little about the Bach Brandenburg concertos and play you a tiny bit from each one. These are old-time concertos where there were usually several solo instruments, and Brandenburg 1 had 7 or so. There it had 2 horns, 3 oboes, 1 bassoon, 1 violino piccolo, 1 viola, and bass and rhythm. Now, when I say bass and rhythm, I mean some cellos and a bass and a harpsichord and maybe a lute. Now, here's a bit of the opening of that. Brandenburg number 2 had fewer solo instruments, 1 trumpet, 1 flute, 1 oboe, and 1 violin, and strings, rhythm, and bass. Violins, a viola, a double bass, a cello, and a harpsichord. Brandenburg number 3 had 3 violins, 3 violas, 3 cellos, and a bass, and the harpsichord. None of the instruments seem to have been designated as a soloist. And here's a little bit of that one. Brandenburg number 4 had 2 recorders and a violin as soloists and strings, rhythm, and bass. I hope you don't mind me departing from standard Baroque terminology. I'm using rhythm and bass to stand for a double bass or a cello or both, and a harpsichord and or maybe a lute. Brandenburg number 5 had a violin, a flute, and a harpsichord as the soloist instruments, and strings, rhythm, and bass. And Brandenburg number 6, which is going to be the one that we are going to listen to the finale of, had 2 ordinary violas, 2 violas da gamba, basically a sort of tenor viol played in what we would say was cello position. But obviously there would be subtle differences that you would have to be an expert to know. 1 ordinary cello and 1 double bass and harpsichord. Everybody was a soloist except for the harpsichord and the bass. Now that was the first movement. Now we listen to the finale. Thank you. One of my most favorite CDs is a reconstruction of a Christmas Midnight Mass as it must have been performed in the Cathedral of Dresden in the mid-1600s. You might not know that Dresden's beautiful cathedral was destroyed completely in this infamous bombing raid by the British during World War II. It was completely unjustified by 21st century moral standards, but that's a whole other thing, as people say. Anyway, they performed a selection of hymns, a selection of pieces by various composers, and including the Christmas Oratorio by Heinrich Schütz. This was a project undertaken by Paul McCreesh, a British musical director who formed a choir and an orchestra in England around 1995. He somehow found the music list of a typical midnight service from that time, which is, 450 years ago, and they got the music ready. And now McCreesh wanted a typical old-time church with a typical old-time organ, and he found it in Roskilde Cathedral in Denmark. So this is a British team performing a midnight service as it was conducted in a German cathedral in Denmark. So go figure. But I have to say that there are some congregational numbers, and take this any way you want, but that congregation sings better than any congregation I have ever heard, except maybe at the funeral of Winston Churchill, broadcast by the BBC World Service. Anyway, this next piece is the finale of the Christmas oratorio by Schütz. Schütz means gunman or archer, but as you know, people's last names have nothing to do with what their occupation is. This is the closing movement, a jig or a jig, of Johann Sebastian Bach's orchestral suite number 3 in D major. This is the suite whose second movement is the famous air on the G string. Actually, it's not on the G string, it's just a plain old string tune, but some fellow called it the air on the G string, and now it'll be forever associated with bikinis. But anyway, the final movement is a jolly jig, and there's lots of brass and, you know, trumpets and all sorts of things. Here it is. But first, listen to this bass line of the ending. I tried to double it with a harpsichord using MIDI, and I was successful for most of it, but the harpsichord drops out every now and then. But here you go. All right, now here's the real thing. This performance was the finale of the movie The Last Waltz, which was a documentary about the band called The Band, done by Martin Scorsese. And it's Bob Dylan's song, I Shall Be Released.
We got Ringo and Ronnie Wood that are going to help us out on this one, too.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember everything of every man who put me here.
I see my light from shining from the west down to the east.
Every man needs protection. They say that every man must fall. But I swear I see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. Thank you very much.